Why did she do it? In a time when traveling was inherently dangerous, when being attacked by robbers or wild animals was more than a remote possibility, why did Mary suddenly decide to leave her home in Nazareth and head for a hillside village close to Jerusalem? This was at least a 65-mile journey through some of the most rugged terrain of that country. And yet there she goes. And according to the Bible, there's no one else with her. She enters the house and Elizabeth greets her. Why did she do it? Why did she take the risk? I mean, had the gossip become so malicious that the risk of staying outweighed the possible danger of going? Or maybe it wasn't her idea. Maybe it was Joseph's. Could it be that he was worried? That the situation had escalated to the point where he felt like he had to do something to protect his wife and his unborn child? You know, sometimes when people become self-righteous, they do very dangerous things. But then again, well, it was the angel who told Mary about Elizabeth. And when you stop to think about it, the conversation that the angel had with Mary at that point really doesn't make much sense. I mean, after all, he was filled with all of the glorious things that was going to happen to Mary because she was going to have a baby that came from God. And then suddenly, without so much as taking a breath, he says, "And oh, by the way, do you remember your cousin Elizabeth? Well, she's 6 months pregnant. Isn't God wonderful?" And then he picks up where he left off. Was there a reason that he interjected it? I mean, maybe the angel knew exactly what was going to happen to her, and so it was part of his plan to let her know that she didn't have to stay. Maybe Gabriel and even God knew how difficult and dangerous the situation would become. Poor Mary. She was so frightened when the angel first appeared to her. He tried to be reassuring. He tried to tell her that he wasn't there to harm her, that he had really been sent to tell her some very good news. If, of course, she agreed to the plan. And it was great news. It wasn't long, however, that Mary discovered that even good news can come at a very great cost. she would have the Messiah. But it wasn't going to be that easy. And the first time she realized it was when Joseph refused to believe her. He not only doubted that she could be the virgin that Isaiah had foretold over 700 years before, the one that all of Israel had been waiting for. He not only basically told her she was a liar, he went on to doubt her character and her integrity. For one brief moment, he had even considered accusing her of adultery and allowing her to be stoned to death. But it was only for a moment. And then he decided that he would simply ask for an annulment and send her on her way. It took Gabriel, the same angel that came to her, to go to him and to explain to him that Mary was not lying, that she was telling the truth, and that he needed to get up and take her as his wife. Do you know how Mary must have felt? Joseph, of all people. But at least the angel came to him. There would be no heavenly visits for the town people and the religious folk. They were simply allowed to continue to believe the worst about her. There was no angel to protect her from the day-to-day gossip and the malicious behavior of those who knew her best, the people that she had grown up with, and perhaps even her own family. Was Mary one of those people who was no longer welcomed at the town well when the other women were there? Was she one of them that the good folk kind of moved in front of the door the moment she tried to enter the synagogue? And when she walked down the street, was she one of them that the children laughed at and threw stones at? There was no one there to protect her. Where was the angel when she needed him? And then, she knew that if she was going to survive, she needed someone to talk to, someone who would listen to her and believe her. And at that moment, she remembered what the angel had said. Remember your relative Elizabeth? She's 6 months pregnant. Isn't God great? And it was then Mary understood. She left Nazareth for the one person who would listen, who would care, who knew that angels really did make visits, and God really did create miracles. She went to the home of Elizabeth, where for the first time in weeks she was not greeted with suspicion and doubt, but with love and respect. and with hope. You know, they were such an unlikely pair. Elizabeth was old and had been married for so long that she found it difficult to remember a time when she wasn't the wife of the priest. Mary, well, she was young. And she still hadn't gotten used to being Joseph, the carpenter's wife. Elizabeth's son would close an era, and Mary's son would open a new one. And yet, as unlikely and as unexpected as both of their pregnancies were, their hearts were open to God's call. And because their hearts were open, they could see God in each other. Mary and Elizabeth needed each other. And I can't help but wonder if in the years that followed, it was the memory of their time together that gave them the hope and the faith to carry on. Tradition tells us that Zechariah and Elizabeth knew that they would not live long enough to raise John. And so they took him into the desert, and they left him with a religious sect known as the Essenes. Can you imagine how hard it was for Elizabeth to kiss her baby goodbye, knowing that she would never hold him again? She would never see him again. And when she went back home and her arms were empty and her heart was breaking, did she sit in her room and remember the evenings that she had shared with Mary? The love and the encouragement that came from that young, confused and scared woman. And Mary, when she found herself having the Messiah on a stable floor, did she feel the arms of Elizabeth around her? And later, when she stood helplessly at the foot of a cross watching her child die, did she hear Elizabeth's voice whisper in her ear, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Oh, Mary, there was no way you could have known. But thank you. For because of you, because of your willingness to say yes without questioning or wondering what the future would hold, you have given us a chance to live again. Oh, Mary, may your courage, may your faith, may your concern and compassion be the example that we choose to follow. To God be the glory.